What's good, LETBURNRANT, Click Stream and Enjoy. Let's get with the NBA playoffs right now. Let's get with the bracket previews because I know everybody's really getting on to this right now. New NBA season starts now. I ain't gonna talk about the play-in tournament. I don't really care for the play-in tournament. That seems like it's an invitation just to get to the playoffs. I don't care for it. Let's just get with the main teams that's there. And let's start with the 1-8 in the Eastern Conference, Celtics against the Heats, a rematch of last year Eastern Conference Finals when the Heats took a 3-0 lead. The Celtics came back and the Heats blew them out at their own home in Game 7. Home field advantage was not a factor at all in the series, technically. Again, Heats got the better team. They made it to the NBA Finals as the 8th seed. And look, behold, the Heats are back again as the 8th seed again. I don't know if this is going to be the same formula that the Heats have. One, Jimmy Butler is hurt. I don't think Jimmy Butler is going to be healthy to be able to return back for them. So that's one knock on them. Two, the Celtics are not the same Celtics from last year. You're not going to be able to bully them the way that Miami bullied them last year. So I think everything is going to come down to Tatum and Brown. They got to do what they got to do. If they do that right now, the Heats should dispatch the Heats in no time. But however, it's not going to be a sweep because I don't think the Heats are going to go down like that. They're going to give a lot of grit and grind, and they're not going to get bullied the way that they've normally been bullied this year. If Jimmy Butler comes back, maybe that can change. But for right now, I got the Celtics in five. Celtics will handle the Heats in five. They'll move on to the next round. Too much firepower. All right, next round is the Knicks and 76ers. I was kind of hoping that the Knicks didn't have to go face the 76ers this early into the playoffs. Not in the first round. I'm a Knicks fan, I tell you that. And it sucks because I feel like, honestly, right now, the Sixers might have the better overall team. Knicks defensively is better, but we don't got enough stars on it. Embiid's an all-NBA. Maxey, he could very well be an all-NBA player down the line. I don't want to go out on a limb right now and jump the gun. But if any way the Knicks is gonna survive in this series is pretty much it's either they let Maxey and Embiid cook and make sure everybody else don't cook, and then the Knicks have enough weapons around them that can surpass to survive this. Or Embiid gotta be hurt, and then we can just dial on Maxey and everybody else. That's how I see it at this point. This is gonna be a long and fought series, honestly. I think it can go either way. It can go seven either way. I'm a Knicks fan, so my heart is telling me Knicks in seven. But I feel like the 76ers can take it also in seven games. Like I said, if Embiid was healthy, this 76ers team should not be a seven seed. They should be higher up there. Especially the season they had when Embiid got hurt, if I'm not mistaken, I think they were neck and neck for the number one seed in the East at one point. If not the second seed before he got hurt. Now he's hurt. And the Knicks, like I said, the Knicks ended the season in a dramatic fashion, winning five straight. Milwaukee just nosedive to the three seed and everything else. I like I said, I got the Knicks in seven. My heart said Knicks in seven. In all reality, I feel like the 76ers could get them, but I'm gonna go with the Knicks in seven. That's my heart saying it because I'm torn. I don't want the Knicks getting knocked out the first round by any stretch of the imagination, but I feel like the 76ers are a better team. And MB is the reason why I feel like the 76ers are a better team. But the Knicks in seven. All right, Bucks. Bucks had the second seed. Well, they had a second seed for now. They bounced back and forth for the second seed until they lost it in the end. So the Bucks get a strip against the Pacers. The Pacers at one point was one of the hottest teams in the NBA. They were the runner-up in the in-season tournament, which is not bad. I like the in-season tournament. It kind of gave a different a different dynamics into the whole NBA thing. I can't wait to see that in the 2K game, how that works. But after that, talent like Haliburton, He's had a sensational year. And this team, like I said, they made it in the playoffs, right? They did. So they did what they had to do. The Bucks, there's too many questions right now. They had a coach in Griffin, a rookie coach. Had a 31-11 record, and then you got rid of him. You brought in Doc Rivers, and y'all struggled since then. Y'all got better defensively, and your offense didn't look too good. And opposite, your offense was good, and your defense was struggling. This whole roster is all up and down right now. Dame Lillard, despite in his greatness, he's been struggling this year outside of NBA. That's really messing him up right now. I'm not saying he's not happy. I don't know what's going on with him. I'm just on the outside looking in. I said this before. If Giannis is not able to come back healthy in the series, that's going to play big. I think the Pacers might be able to get him. Bucks, like I said, Bucks are a fantastic team, honestly. But like I said, they have struggled defensively. Even with Doc Rivers as their coach, this is not a good team that's going to get far. The Pacers can blitz them if they want to. They're able to score in bunches. They can score up to 140, 150 points if they want to. I am inclined to say that the Pacers can do it. And I honestly, I think the Pacers can bum rush them. They had a winning record against the Bucks this season to begin with. So, I got the Pacers in seven. So, 4-5 matchup, Cavaliers versus the Magics. First of all, salute to the Magics. The Magics have been like in, you know, NBA hellhole for the last decade and shit. They got a budding superstar, and I think Piancho Pablo. I don't want to mess up his name, but he's a young. This is a young cat right now. Who's gonna probably do what he's gotta do for that team? He's definitely the franchise player for that team. You got a nice supporting cast around him. You got the Cavaliers. You got a superstar in Donovan Mitchell. You got good pieces around him. Also, this also could be a 7-game series. But I don't think it'll be the case. I thought about it long and hard, and I believe the Cavaliers are going to get them in six. Cavaliers will get the Magics in six. I don't got to say much about this series, but, you know, these are two young teams that's got a bright future if they build right and everything else. But the Cavaliers will take care of them in six. Thunder and Pelicans. Okay, so interesting matchup. So this is how I feel right now. The Thunder's congratulations on even getting a number one seed. As the second youngest team in the NBA and the youngest ever number one seed ever. So salute to you guys. You guys really had a fantastic year getting up to this point. I would like to say that maybe that's it. Your time's running out. Because I feel like the Pelicans, I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like the Pelicans are a better team. I feel like the Pelicans, their lineup and their roster can definitely do some damage. No, I'm not even gonna hold you. I feel like they can do a lot more damage to you guys. But you know what? I feel like, you know, Gilgeous Alexander, he's definitely all NBA now. If there was any doubt about this young man, there is no more doubts. This young man can really play. Chet Holmgren in his first full year now playing right now. He didn't play his rookie year. He was hurt all year, so he's technically a rookie still. And, yeah, he's definitely been the difference maker for the Thunder. You add Hart, Williams, Giddey. You add those pieces around this Thunder lineup, and they're very potent, and they could go up and down against anybody. The Pelicans, like I said, like I said, congratulations. You guys are back in the playoffs. If Zion is healthy, I feel like this Pelicans team can really disrupt the whole NBA conference in the West. Especially giving them an outside looking in track to get to the Western Conference Finals. I feel like if the Pelicans do win, they can get to the Western Conference Finals more than if the Thunder win. I'm picking the Thunders in seven. Home field is going to be big. Gilgeous Alexander. He led the league in scoring. He's been leading. He's been averaging 30 points the last, what, 2-3 years already. This guy is fantastic under what this team can do. He's definitely a budding. He's definitely a candidate for MVP, if not runner up. I feel like the Thunder's, you know, if this, I don't think it's this is not the ending of the story for them right now. So I feel like they'll get it over the Pelicans, and Zion is still hurt. If Zion was healthy, maybe this would be a different situation. But I'll take the Thunder in 7. 2-7 matchup, the defending champion Nuggets against the Lakers. Just when the Lakers thought they was going to finally get themselves into a good situation, long behold, the Spurs upset the Nuggets. Nuggets now fall into the 2 seed, Lakers 7th. Lakers had an opportunity to tank it, but they didn't want to. They said, no, we'll face them head on. And you know what? Salute to the Lakers for even making that attempt to face them head on and not try to chicken out of the situation. And for that, you're going to get knocked out. I don't think it will be a sweep like they was last year in the Western Conference Finals. However, I do believe 5, maybe 6 games possible the Nuggets will take care of this. Jokic. Jokic is probably going to be the MVP again. They're playing on a different level. The Lakers are not able to answer the call when it comes to how to stop Jokic. And then you got Gordon, and you got Porter, and you got Murray, and you got the supporting cast on the bench right now that's not as potent as it was last year with the Nuggets. But they are still effective. They already got championship experience. They already know how to get up and down. They know what to do. Like I said, AD and LeBron is not going to be enough. You're going to have to have Russell be lights out. And if he's not lights out, then it doesn't matter who and what. You're not going to win. Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, if they're not stepping up when they know they need to, it's over. I got the Nuggets in 5. If the Lakers can at least take 1 game, maybe it'll be a series. Maybe you can say, okay, now we have an opportunity. But there's no opportunity needed right now. The Nuggets will handle the business, and they'll take the Lakers out in 5. Okay, 3-6 matchup, Timberwolves against the Suns. It's pretty much simple right now. It all depends on the Suns. I think that the Suns, they really want to win this game. You'll win this game. Durant can play ball out. Bill, when he's healthy, can ball out. Booker can ball out. All 3 of these guys can go for 30. There's no reason why they can't. As defensive the Timberwolves is, I think the Suns can overpower them. Even with the bigs that, call Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, Naz Reeves, I think the Suns can still outshoot them. And I think the only issue will be the bench. That'll be the only issue for right now. But if not that, I think the Suns right now can get the Timberwolves in 6 games. I'll pick the Suns in 6 to beat the Timberwolves. As great as the Timberwolves are and everything like that, I think the Suns still got another level in them that we haven't seen yet. Hopefully we get the chance to see it in this postseason. Final segment, got the Clippers and Mavericks. I think Clippers are at home for this one. So it's pretty simple right now. The Clippers got too much firepower. The Mavericks got too much firepower. Each got their own role. I think it's going to be the role players, honestly. The Clippers got more of their role players than the Mavericks. I'm taking Westbrook every given day over Hardaway Jr. I ain't going to hold you. The Mavericks defense has been the best since the trade deadline, and they can stack up against mostly every team, and they could be a threat against the Nuggets if push comes to shove. But honestly, right now, I think the Clippers, this is what we was waiting for. We wasn't waiting for the season. We was waiting for the postseason. You got 4 All-NBA players here with Harden, Paul George, Westbrook, and Kawhi. You got enough right now to take out the Mavericks. I got the Clippers in 7 because I feel like it will be a back and forth. Too much firepower. Like I said, you also got Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, both about to go ballistic on defenses right now in this postseason. But I think, like I said, I think the moments will matter and the plays will happen. And I think moments from the Clippers will do more than what the Mavericks can produce. James Harden is due for a make or break year right now. As how many more teams you got to go to just to show in the playoffs? Step up or shut the fuck up, honestly. I ain't going to hold you. So, if the Clippers ain't going to do it now, they're not going to do it never. And what way would you want to hoist your first championship at a new home by getting to the, you know, getting this far? So, in the end, Clippers in seven. They beat the Mavericks. That's it. That's nothing more I got to say. I hope y'all enjoyed this first round of NBA season. If y'all was looking for me to talk about the play-in, I don't care for it. That's technically not a playoff. That's like an invitation, though, just for you to get beat up or go in the next round. Enjoy your first round of playoffs, and I'm out. So, click Stream to Joy, Librarian Podcast, Spotify, Apple, Google, and I'm out of here. Burn.